As you know, Perimeter was started with a dual purpose: to fund and encourage cutting-edge theoretical physics study and a cross-disciplinary research effort, but also, just as important, its outreach program to really make sure that everyone appreciates the value of science and to make sure that our children and our students have the opportunity to get excited about science and technology careers. And this is part of the program that I'm particularly excited about because we've had so much success in the very short period of time that Perimeter has been operating with the programs we have for summer school, for the grade 11 students across Canada, and the physics teachers that we host here for summer courses. Now, the other thing, as you know, is that the great outreach program we've had with guest lectures open to the public, constantly sold out. So we know there's a thirst, there's a hunger out there for science and what it means and what's happening. Because there's so much discovery, so much success in the scientific community these days that it really needs to be celebrated. Now, what we're trying to do with Einstein Fest is to give you a sense of what it was like 100 years ago. And believe me, it was very different back then. But at the same time, I hope you get a sense that no matter how different the tools were, no matter how different the culture was, no matter how different the music and society and politics were 100 years ago, that the brilliance of the human mind overcomes it all and basically changes the world. And the whole theme this year is to show you that 100 years ago, one person was able to change the course of science, society, and technology as we know it. And that renewed focus that is happening around the world based on this year of science is going to have tremendous impact and change for society and mankind going forward. With that, I'd like to introduce Michael Duchesne, who's going to be giving you a small presentation on the events, what we're planning, what's going to be happening. But I'll tell you, it's really exciting. Michael?
Thank you very much, Mike. He's the only guy who's got an Einstein Fest t-shirt. He must have connections or something. I'm not sure those are actually off the press yet. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I want to start by just talking a little bit about the little delay that we've had. And you'd think that's because we might be disorganized or something. It's actually because we're tremendously successful. This morning, some of you may have seen, in fact, I've talked to a few people who had seen Perimeter Institute and Einstein Fest were on breakfast television in Toronto on Canada AM, as well as doing a tremendous amount of other media work. I'm not going to tell you exactly what was going on because it's kind of going to spoil what's going to happen at the end of this little conference. But, of course, the perils of traveling on the 401 means that some people who are going to be involved in our event this afternoon are on the 401 in various vehicles. And, of course, having a BlackBerry has been an extremely useful little tool this afternoon as we have been communicating between buses and vans and cars and various people trying to put this together. But it is really an indication of the amount of attention that Perimeter Institute is getting right now. A lot of media going on this morning, and we're actually very, very pleased that was going on, and that's the reason for our delay. So I apologize for keeping you waiting a little bit longer than what was intended. Let's get this out of the way. Thanks again for joining us this afternoon. This is the official launch, the unveiling of our plans for Einstein Fest, a truly spectacular, I think, three-week festival that celebrates Albert Einstein and his miracle year. And just a teeny little bit of background on that. In Berlin in the year 2000, at the World Congress of Physical Societies, more than 40 physical societies from around the world approved a proposal to declare 2005 as the World Year of Physics. This initiative as well was approved by the European Physical Society in 2001, by the International Union of Pure and Applied Physics in 2002, and then officially sanctioned by the General Conference of UNESCO in 2003. So 2005 has been declared the World Year of Physics, celebrating the 100th anniversary of Albert Einstein's Miracle Year. And so for us at a physics institute to be presenting a major festival during the World Year of Physics is really not all that extraordinary in itself, but of course, at Perimeter, we had to do things just a little bit differently. We are presenting a festival that is our very, very unique contribution to the World Year of Physics, a festival that's aimed at the wider community and is very, very much in keeping with PI's mandate of combining its world-leading research with a very in-depth program of outreach activities. Einstein Fest will include lectures, displays, exhibitions, performances, and activities for young people. As we set Einstein's prolific output of 1905 in context by exploring this very rich period of history and delving into that rapidly changing world that Einstein was working in. So rather than just look at 1905, those papers in Einstein's science, we want to give an idea of what was going on, as Mike said, in 1905. Tremendously rich period of history, enormous innovation going on. Einstein Fest will include over 35 lectures, and up on your screen is just a small sample of the institutes from which our lecturers come. We have gone out and found the very highest level of expertise around the world to lecture at Perimeter. Our lectures are divided into different segments. Our first week focuses on the science. Now up on your screen, you have brief descriptions of those five papers from 1905. Look at them quickly. There will be a test in a few minutes, so make sure you get those down pat. Those are the five groundbreaking papers from 1905. And our first week of lectures concentrates on the science. We're very pleased to welcome John Rigdon, honorary professor of physics from Washington University, and the author of a critically acclaimed book that was published in the past year, Einstein 2005, The Standard of Greatness. John Rigdon has a tremendous ability to explain what those papers were about and put them in some kind of context, and very pleased to be welcoming John Rigdon to the festival. I'm of course just giving you a small sample of the lecturers and performers, etc., who are coming to Einstein Fest, and you should be picking up some information out in the lobby that has all the details. As well, we are very pleased to present Clifford Will, also from Washington University, presenting a lecture about whether Einstein was right, whether his theories stand up to scientific scrutiny today. And in fact, we are presenting Clifford Will on a cross-Canada tour in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Physicists. He'll be doing a cross-Canada tour of that lecture, and we're very pleased to be collaborating with them on that particular project. In the rapidly changing world at the turn of the century, Einstein was surrounded by brilliant minds and creative thinkers. And in week two, we're going to explore revolution ideas in philosophy, mathematics, literature, explore the roots of jazz, the birth of silent movie, the age of wireless communication, the dawn of flight, fashion in 1905, and much, much more. This is a week that's especially geared at the whole family. It's really incredible when you look at the kinds of things that were going on in 1905. Just it's such a prolific time. Our experts during that second week include Peter Jacob from the Smithsonian, who will explore the birth of flight, Jim Delgado from the Vancouver Maritime Museum, who takes us on an exploration of the Northwest Passage and the two poles, also discoveries around that same time. And technology historian Robert Friedel, who's going to team up actually with Mike Lazaridis to do a lecture that we're calling From Marconi to Lazaridis, Wireless Communication, and trace the very early days to that fabulous BlackBerry. Now, the scientist who changed forever the way we think about space and time was also remarkable man, and some would say a rather complex man. And in our third week, we're going to delve into the human side of Albert Einstein. We're going to look at his politics, his personal life, his humanity, religion, celebrity. We're pleased in that week, among many other lectures, to welcome Robert Shulman, who's a former director of the Einstein Papers Project at Caltech, enormous project looking into Einstein papers, and Robert Shulman will be with us during that particular week. For our closing weekend, we are going to focus on Einstein's legacy, looking at which mysteries have been unraveled since the miracle year, which ones remain unsolved, and we're going to be joined by some of today's leading physicists, including Paul Steinhardt from Princeton University, John Stachel from the Center of Einstein Studies at Boston University, John Stachel, the founding director of the Einstein Papers Project, who quite possibly is the foremost expert on Einstein around today. Arthur Eckert as well from the University of Cambridge, and they're going to discuss Einstein's legacy, his lasting influence, current cutting edge in quantum mechanics, gravity, and superstring theory. So that's our lectures in our fourth week. All sorts of activity surrounding our lectures, it's only just one component of the festival, including Bistro Banter every Sunday afternoon, hosted by Howard Burton, Executive Director of Perimeter Institute, who will be hosting some of our lectures from that week and engaging them in debates and discussion, question and answer with the audience. Given that it's the Bistro, of course, you can also eat and drink, a nice informal setting, and Howard will be closing each weekend with his Bistro Banters. Throughout the festival, you will find a very wide array of exhibitions and displays throughout Perimeter Institute. We were very fortunate to have former curator of it from the National Gallery of Canada, Jessica Bradley, who is curating this entire show, going on in the atrium, in the library, and you will find all sorts of extraordinary things there, including replicas of a Wright Brothers flyer, of course, Birth of Flight, right around that time. The car that's up on your screen is a 1903 Redpath, which in fact was made in Kitchener. That will be on display. So all sorts of things from the time. We'll also be having displays on those 1905 papers, a display put together by our Director of Scientific Outreach, Damien Pope. All sorts of interactive activities, DVDs, videos, archival material on Einstein that has been borrowed from a phenomenal collection at Vassar College in New York. And we'll also be looking at the research that happens today at Perimeter Institute and giving people a closer look at that leading edge research today right in this building. So big display and exhibition. Should have mentioned earlier on that one of the things about this festival is that most of the events are free. All the exhibitions are free to the public. All of the lectures are free to the public. Some of the performances are paid events. Get to those in a minute. But this is a festival absolutely geared at the entire community, and most of the events are free. Performances. Many of you will be familiar with Perimeter's tradition of presenting artistic performances over the past year, and with our lineup coming up this year. And those are fully integrated into Einstein Fest. In fact, we open the festival with a tribute to Einstein performed by James Ennis, violinist, guy whom many people, including me, may think may be the finest violinist on the concert stage today, just an incredible performer. Of course, Einstein was an amateur violinist, a lover of music, and Jim has a program that opens with some Mozart, Einstein's favorite composer, a Bartok sonata written right around that time. So it's a big tribute concert. We are also welcoming Ursula Oppens, a pianist, phenomenal pianist from New York, who created a program specifically for this festival all around that 1905 time period, and in fact is going to give a pre-concert lecture as well. Penderecki String Quartet, many of you are likely familiar with, also playing some repertoire of the times, but also will be performing two brand new works commissioned especially for this festival on festival themes that include some really amazing visuals that will be up on the screen. So very exciting performance there. The amazing Jeff Healy is coming to Perimeter Institute, again, keeping with the theme of the birth of ragtime blues jazz around this time. Jeff Healy, known as a big rocker in the 90s, has gone back to his roots of jazz. If any of you have ever heard his radio shows, the guy is a walking encyclopedia on jazz, and in fact is doing a lecture before his concert. Also, just an incredible musician, blind since the age of one, and had a great chat with Jeff, and he loved the whole idea of this festival and coming to talk about the roots of jazz and then performing with his jazz wizards. For the first time at PI, we'll be presenting theater, award-winning play by Steve Martin from a few years ago called Picasso at the Lapin Agile. It's a play set in a bar in 1904. It's about a meeting between Einstein and Picasso. So 1904, Einstein couldn't really pick a better play thematically. So looking forward to that very much. And again, in keeping with the times, jazz and the Black Hole Bistro on Friday and Saturday night, as well as a day devoted to silent film, the very first silent film presented to the public, The Great Train Robbery in, 1905, it might have been 1904, but in any case, around that time, we have Ben Modell coming from New York, who specializes in accompanying silent film with live music, as well as a film historian to talk about the history of silent film and what was going on at that time. So a lot to do, and a lot going on in the whole cultural area as well. Physica Fantastica, the name we give to our outreach activity run by Damien Pope, Director of Scientific Outreach. And as I mentioned before, this is a festival for the whole family, a tremendous amount of activity for young people, a whole area we're calling the Physica Fantastica Center with science experiments, all sorts of hands-on activities for kids of all ages. There are concerts and films. Some of the silent films are for kids, a concert on the roots of jazz, especially aimed at young audiences. Damien's doing a number of lectures on Einstein aimed at young audiences. Peter Jacob from the Smithsonian will be doing something about the Wright brothers and how they came about building these planes and the birth of flight. And as well, we have a very extensive school trip program during the week, Monday to Friday, kids in grade 7 and 8 and kids in grade 11 and 12 coming into PI for a sort of a dual school trip. They'll spend some time in the lecture hall with Damien. He'll be doing a lecture presentation on Einstein, and then they will tour the exhibition. So really getting a lot of people from the community involved in this thing. That's Damien in the middle picture, getting the evil eye from Charlie Chaplin there. Damien standing at the blackboard, and he's out on the 401 somewhere, but he would have been here and will join us fairly soon. At the bottom of the picture is this contraption actually constructed by the Wright brothers, one of their many inventions. And on the weekend, when we're focusing on Birth of Flight, we are really fortunate to have some people from the Wright Foundation, a foundation still supported by the Wright family, who are coming here with all sorts of paraphernalia for kids to look at. They'll be able to do everything from actually be in a simulator as if they were flying the glider in 1903 when it first took off, to wind tunnels and all sorts of other pieces of equipment. So it's going to be a lot of fun for the kids as well. That is, in a nutshell, there's Howard Burton, isn't this great? That is in a nutshell, your timing is impeccable. It's like you planned that. That is, in a nutshell, what Einstein Fest is about. Of course, I only touched on just a few of the things that we're doing. And again, please grab some material so you can see a complete rundown of our festival program. Howard was, of course, going to welcome you at the beginning of this, and he tore down the 401. He was doing some of the media work that I talked about at the beginning, and great that you're here. I hope you got here in one piece and everything. At one point, I got a BlackBerry message from somebody that says, "Howard is now at the wheel. We will make it." So I'm not sure what that meant, but he was right. He was right. They did make it. Just before I hand over the podium to Howard, I want to thank some very important people, and Howard will touch on this a little bit. This is a very expensive, very ambitious endeavor, and couldn't be accomplished without the support of all sorts of people, including our lead sponsor, the American Express Philanthropic Program, as well as a tremendous number of other contributors who have made this very, very ambitious festival possible. I am going to hand the microphone over to Howard now, and Howard, maybe when you're done, I will just conclude with a couple of minutes. Nice you're here. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Michael, and thank you all very much for coming. I do apologize that I wasn't able to give welcoming remarks, but I am very pleased to give just a few remarks, and I hope that I won't be terribly redundant and emphasize something that that Michael has already said. First of all, I'd like to say that I know you're expecting me to say this, but I'm really extremely excited by what we've been able to put together here with Einstein Fest. As Michael has pointed out, this is the International Year of Physics. Physics institutes and scientific institutes around the world are putting together impressive displays in celebration of Einstein's miraculous year of 1905 and the International Year of Physics in general. But I'm really pleased by what we've been able to accomplish here with the lineup that Michael has, through his extremely hard work, been able to put together, because we are doing what one would expect of a festival of this sort. We are highlighting Einstein's work. We are going in depth and bringing to a wide audience, from families to people of all sorts of ages and walks of life, what Einstein was doing in 1905, what sort of work specifically he has done, what impact that work has had, and so forth, as one might expect. But we are also going so much beyond that. We are talking about Einstein the man. What motivated him? What possessed him to come up with the brilliant insights and discoveries that he had? And then we are putting it in a much larger context, as Michael has pointed out to you. We are exploring the times themselves. We are looking at everything from fashion to art to psychology to technology. We are looking at the Wright brothers, and we are extremely delighted to have members, to have an affiliation with the Smithsonian Institute, rather. We have everything from the birth of jazz to silent movies. We're exploring everything really from James Ennis to Jeff Healey. We have Steve Martin's play. We're looking at things as part of something that is so integral to Perimeter Institute. We are looking at science within the appropriate context. We are looking at scientists as people, as active people in the society in which they live. What has affected them? What has inspired them? What is the context in which they made their seminal discoveries? And in turn, what has that done to society? This is something that's very much in keeping with the mandate and the ideas and the concepts behind our outreach program. And as many of you know, Perimeter Institute is motivated to have two very strong mandates. The first, to be a research institution of the highest order, but also to be an outreach institution of the highest order, the highest international order. And this is something that we're extremely excited about and extremely proud of. As Michael has touched upon, this is something which needs the support, and we have been extremely grateful to have the support both from the public sector and from the private sector. These festivals are logistically remarkably complicated. They're extremely expensive, and without the support of our partners, we would not be able to achieve anything like the lineup that we have been able to achieve. So at the risk of perhaps overemphasizing or being redundant, I do want to highlight people who have participated and supported us to make this possible. So we have everybody from on the public side, from Industry Canada to the Ministry of Economic Development and Trade, the Ontario Trillium Foundation, the Ontario Cultural Attraction Fund, the Region of Waterloo Arts Fund, and I see Ken Sealing is here, and it's wonderful to have his support, the City of Waterloo, and I see Mayor Epp is here, and it's wonderful to have their active support, and others, even through the nonprofit sector, such as the Mussagetti's Foundation, who has been so supportive of us. And then, of course, on the corporate side, we're extremely gratified to have the lineup of people who were mentioned, and our lead sponsor in particular, American Express, as well as other people throughout this community, throughout the nation, and in fact, throughout the world internationally, who have been able to step up and support us. And there's just absolutely no way we would be able to do this without them. So in closing, the one thing I wanted to say is that Perimeter Institute, both on its research side and its outreach side, is all about ideas. It's all about ideas, their impact, their importance, their relevance. It's all about how they may overlap, they may somehow be linked to one another and spur on other ideas. We're an institute and we're an organization that's all about ideas. As such, it's not surprising that we recently renamed this very lecture theater that you're in, as Michael may have touched on, the Michael Lazaridis Theater of Ideas, because that's really the business that we're in, and we're extremely excited that you can all participate and enjoy these fantastic ideas with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Howard. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up our announcement. I'm going to now ask you to exit via the doors down here into the atrium. Stick around in the atrium for a few minutes. Supposed to be the fun part of the show now. Do stick around in the atrium for a few minutes, and for members of the press, as well as a good photo opportunity in the atrium, there will also be a second opportunity outside of the building against the big black wall, and we will direct you to that location. So, thank you very much for being here. Look forward to seeing you at Einstein Fest. Thank you.